finally went and saw Deadpool today. That shit was great.
I told you it would.
I was literally the only person in the movie theater because I missed it. I didn't see it when it came out. But overall, like, you know, I think the thing is when you go see movies, at least for me, I'm hearing great things about the movie. And I'm like, okay, will it be able to live up to my expectations? And it did. I was the only person there. I'm literally laughing out loud at this movie. The way they did the like, it's a different type of comedy from Ant-Man.
Yeah.
But it was still a comedy that worked. I thought the timing of it was great, even though some of the jokes were very crude and very immature, but they just worked. And seeing the transformation of Deadpool over the years from, you know, when I was first introduced to him in the 90s in the end of New Mutants, I think, and over into X-Force.
He was a serious
guy. He was a little bit more serious. Now he's kind of really childish and immature. Like, I don't know if I really would like that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But on film, it worked. But I was sitting there watching it, man. I'm laughing, and the action was great. The way they shot the scenes were really, really good. Even the action scenes themselves had comedic value to them. I want to talk about Colossus, though.
Let's touch on him first, because I know exactly what you were about to say, because I felt the same way when I first looked at Colossus. He was really... the CGI was real. CGI was real with Colossus.
Yeah, it was real muted, and Colossus is shiny. Like, the Colossus that I have been... is real shiny, and he and it's like to see him muted like that stainless steel type look to him.
Bit of a turn off.
Yeah, I didn't really get down with that, and I didn't even know who this other mutant was.
Nigga Sonic Teenage Warhead.
Did you say Nigga Sonic?
Nigga.
Oh,
he said. Oh wait, it's a racial. Oh, it's a racial. No.
Yeah, I've never heard of her.
She was a member of the Morlocks.
Oh, okay.
She started with the X-Men, then she became a Morlock, and then became an X-Men again. I mean, she had, like, the most... Her character history is the most fluctuating character history I've ever seen. There was a point where she even lost her powers and then got it back.
Oh, okay.
So,
I kept waiting all morning. I was like, what is her powers? Because I don't know who she was.
A lot of people did that. Yeah. And I was the only... I remember because I went down and sat and watched it, and I saw her. I was like, oh, her fight scenes are going to be lit, because nobody else in this room knows but me and a couple of my friends. And they were like, oh, yeah, she's about to blow some shit up.
Yeah, I like that. Especially when she blew him up to the top of the roof, mm-hmm. or to top of that thing that they were fighting on to go fight him. Which I thought was funny, too.
You know what that was, right?
Uh-huh.
It's the Helicarrier.
Was it?
Yep, it was the Helicarrier.
Wow.
Remember from Winter Soldier, when the Helicarrier crashed? What do you think they did with the remains of it?
I never...
All they did was move it. They moved it to Jersey to be broken down.
Wow.
That's where...
Okay. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But overall, I thought it was good. And then I don't know if this guy, the guy named Francis,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. If, so he's a real.
He's a real character. You've seen him before.
Okay, so I'm behind on X-Men, so I'm trying to catch up.
No. He's old. He's extremely old.
Probably not when I stopped reading though. Probably. Back in the 90s, you know, or mid 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if he was a real guy or not. But for me. To not be familiar with this character, they did a good job of introducing him, selling me on him, and then, you know, making him into this an interesting villain for me to actually watch him on screen, because
he translated well.
Yeah, he really, really did. You know, I thought Vanessa was, I don't know why I thought this, but when they were talking about Vanessa, I was like, oh, that's Domino. But I'm like,
she is a mutant, but she's not Domino.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why she didn't die when she was in that hyperbolic chamber and went to, I'm like, how is she going to survive in this thing?
Nah, it was meant to hold that chamber that she was in was meant to hold people like Angel Dust and, you know, mutant mutants in general. That's why it wasn't break. It was unbreakable.
But how did she survive the impact?
That's a good question.
Because it's
Deadpool. It ain't supposed to make sense. That's just how he is now.
I guess.
She's actually the mutant copycat. If you can even look her character up, if you were to Wikipedia Vanessa's character, you would see copycat, and her appearance is one that she adopted from someone else. So she doesn't naturally look like that. But, you know, in the books, you know, she ends up dying, and that's the thing that causes Deadpool to fall in love with Lady Death. Things like that. So.
Okay. Yeah, they did they definitely kept her around.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought she was going to die.
I did too.
You know, when she got out and stabbed him, I was like, oh yeah, they're going to kill him. But nah, they didn't. And I thought they did a good job, as silly as Deadpool was.
There's a seriousness to it.
Yeah, and that's what I liked. Like, his battle with being a hero, yet not wanting to be a hero,
mm-hmm.
but yet doing heroic things when he was Wade Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was interesting seeing that.
Fighting for the little guy.
Yeah, that small little bit of complexity in him as far as a character. As far as, you know, his moral base is like, yeah, you know.
What was your favorite scene? Let me ask you that.
Alright, my favorite scene was Colossus beating the shit out of Angel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna keep it all the way 100, man. She beat Colossus. She did. And the X-Men typically get their ass whooped a lot, and they just find a way to win in the end. But she, first of all, his overly simple. I think that was the early Colossus, when Colossus was real innocent. He came from Russia, farm boy. They brought him over to the U.S. He was real innocent. And then over time,
wake up, a hero. Brush your teeth, a hero.
Yeah. When he. You know, over time they developed him into this hard guy because he experienced a lot of death. He lost his brother, he lost his family, he lost his sister. So he eventually quit and joined Magneto.
Mm-hmm.
So Colossus, they really, you know, flipped him upside down on his head.
Yeah, they gave us watered down Colossus.
Yeah, this one, discount value. Yeah. I wasn't quite feeling that, but okay, whatever. But he got his ass whooped, and then when her boob popped out, and then he talked about, like, this woman is beating the shit out of you.
Oh, I sorry, you're so beautiful.
And then she hit him in the nuts, and then that was it.
Man, that was a wrap, Colossus. Okay.
But my favorite part of that fight scene was when Colossus realized, like, I really have to fight this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the Hulk smash on her when he grabbed her and started banging her from side to side. I was rolling. I don't know why I found that so funny, but that shit was funny to me because he just started smashing her head.
Oh, my God.
But that were a lot. There was that, the fighting on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool, how he counted down the bullets and how he's always thinking ahead and he's prepared. I thought that was cool. I thought his friend was interesting. I think over time
Weasel, yeah.
Yeah, Weasel, he kind of became a little bit annoying because he's always has something to say,
mm-hmm.
like Deadpool, but it's not always as funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was cool, but he started.
I think Weasel was a way to keep the to keep it balanced,
mm-hmm.
basically to balance out Deadpool's crazy with that flatness that he brings just a little bit, because you know, if pretty much to reel him back in, to reset you to start loving Deadpool again when he gets in those situations by himself. You got Weasel to even you out, and then you get a big dose of Deadpool. And you get Weasel to even you out, big dose of Deadpool again.
You know what was interesting? What was that? When he was around Weasel,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't in Deadpool mode.
He was in Wade mode.
Yeah, and Weasel was Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that's saying all the funny lines and not being really, really serious and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. Deadpool, Wade Wilson, kind of took a back seat. So I thought that was interesting.
Exactly. I think that movie gave everybody a chance to show off their character, to show off what their character could do, a little bit of backstory for each one of the characters. I mean, all those characters were memorable. You cannot forget them. That's another point that I really liked about this movie, is that everybody had their time to shine.
Yeah, I thought that was good. Except Colossus, he didn't shine at all. But no, I really enjoyed it. I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, you know what? I would probably buy this when it comes out.
Yeah,
the first week. You know, it's something that I can watch. Oh, another. That was funny when he broke his hands.
Everyone fears the T-Rex.
He broke his foot.
Exactly.
I was in there. It was. I don't know why I found that so funny. That type of slapstick-ish, silly ass. Funny that I don't know why I found that so funny.
As soon as he had the hands like this, I was just like, as soon as he had went to T-Rex mode, I was like, and then the thing was he vocalized it too, because that's exactly what you thought. Like, he got those T-Rex hands, and it's like, everyone fears the T-Rex. It's like he was literally speaking to you right then. And when he broke the foot and he decided to cut his hand off to get away from Colossus, I thought that was great too. And left him the finger.
So he doesn't feel pain? I thought the finger was funny. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't feel pain.
Of course he doesn't, because he got shot a couple of times.
Exactly. He's just like Ajax, to the point where his nerve endings are seared, so he can't really feel anything.
What else? I think probably the funniest moment in that movie was that little ass hand.
I bet it feels huge in this hand.
When that little hand came up, he started rubbing her on her face.
I couldn't take it either.
I was like, they supposed to have lost their mind. Oh, that shit was so funny, man. But overall, I thought it was great. And Marvel, again, somehow finds a way to take these characters from the comic books
and then take them
and put them on screen and
because they transition so well.
They're not missing. It's incredible.